Tea Words, Volume 1, by Chan Master Sheng Yan. The Other Side, from Chan Newsletter 22, June 1982. Once, while on a solitary retreat in the mountains of Taiwan, I walked down the steps of my hut when my mind was suddenly filled with doubt. Who was it that just walked down the steps? It was me. Who is the person standing here now? It is also me. Then, was the me who walked downstairs the same as the me standing here now? Am I two different people? I became so wrapped up in these questions that I did not eat that day. This is an example of a situation where the doubt sensation arises spontaneously. There is a lot of power to that natural doubt. However, most people on retreat cannot cope with the doubt sensation spontaneously. Therefore, we give them a method, such as a question, "Who am I?" to help arouse the doubt. Of course, if you are not practicing hard at the time, this sort of question would not be very useful. On a retreat that I held, I asked a student, "What is your name?" He replied, "Chen." Pointing to a name card pasted on the wall, I said, "That's wrong. Chen is over there." He said, "What am I doing over there?" At that time, he couldn't figure out who he was. For over 20 years, he had identified himself by his name. But now he realized his name had nothing to do with him. So who was he? From that time on, the doubt sensation arose in his mind. It's like being in a pitch-black room or inside an iron ball. You cannot see anything clearly at all, but you know there must be some brightness outside, and you really want to know what it is. Once, there was a baby who was born in prison. His father was related to the emperor of the previous dynasty, and when the new dynasty took over, they imprisoned the family members of the old dynasty. So this infant prince was doomed to spend his whole life behind bars, and he didn't know of anything different. He thought that life was just like this, and he never suspected there was anything outside. One day, an old man got sentenced to life in prison and was thrown in the same jail. He said to the young prince, "Since I was sentenced to life, I am thinking of escaping. Why don't you come along? We can either try to get out ourselves, or we can wait for someone to save us." The boy said, "Don't be crazy. Here we have plenty of food and clothes to wear. It's really pretty good in here. You're so old already. What do you want to out there for?" The old man answered, "You don't understand, son. To lose your freedom is a painful thing." The boy asked, "What's freedom?" "Outside of this prison is freedom." Surprised, the boy said, "Do you mean I'm not free now?" Every day, this old man constantly thought about getting out. One day, after he finished eating, he broke his bowl and used the chips to start digging a hole. The prince stood there laughing at him. "What are you doing that for? You're so old, by the time you dig your way out, you'll be dead. Besides, if the guards find out, they'll give you a terrible beating. So what's the point? It's so comfortable here." In fact, the boy even told the guards, "This crazy old man is planning to escape." After that, they beat up the old man and locked him up for a few days without food. The prince was disturbed by that, and he felt sorry for him. But as soon as he got out, the old man started digging again. The prince thought, "This man must be obsessed." So he asked the old man, "What is it out there that tempts you so much?" The old man said, "You just don't know. Out there is freedom, and in here is just a place to punish criminals. I prefer to live outside for 1 hour than die here in this jail." When he heard that, the boy was strangely moved. He thought, "Maybe there is something to what the old man says. It must be better out there. Otherwise, he would not be willing to keep on digging after all the beating and starvation." So he started helping the old man. But the boy was only a child after all. After digging for a while, he gave up and threw aside the chip. He said, "This is not fun anymore. What's so good out there anyway?" So the prince just watched the old man digging and digging. This went on for over a year, with the old man constantly working at it. The young prince would sometimes help him out, and then he would give up and rest. Then the old man would speak some words of encouragement, and the boy would be moved and pick up the tile again. Eventually, the old man finally got through the hole and escaped with the prince. When he got outside, the boy exclaimed, "The world is so big. Why didn't you tell me about this sooner?" The old man said, "I've been telling you all along how wonderful it was out here, but you wouldn't believe me." "Yes, but the way you described it is nothing like what I see now." In terms of practicing Chan, you could say that the old man represents someone who has already had a glimpse of his own Buddha nature. He knows how good it is on the other side, so he is willing to practice with unceasing effort. Most people don't believe in their own Buddha nature, or they don't believe it strongly enough. Thus, they may be moved to practice, but their lack of faith keeps them from practicing hard. Similarly, before you are able to give rise to a strong doubt sensation, which will keep you practicing hard, you must first have attained some response from the practice. Otherwise, even if you use a method such as Hua Tou, it would not bring up a doubt. It would only be the same as reciting a mantra over and over again. At most, it would bring you to a state of deep concentration or samadhi. But if you wish to use the Hua Tou to attain enlightenment, you must first have a strong foundation of meditation practice.